Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Welcome to the Great Drive Debate. Should employers adapt to Gen Z's expectations, or should Gen Z adapt to existing workplace culture? Oh, guys, this is going to be a goodie.
It's a juicy one. I like it.
Okay, so across social media and workplace forums, opinions are split. Some older professionals argue that Gen Z, born roughly between 95, I'm quoting, don't come for me in the comments, that they lack resilience, discipline, and respect for hierarchy. Others praise their boldness, their tech savviness, and insistence on mental health and purpose-driven work. In South Africa, let's bring it home, where Gen Z is projected to make up to 40% of the workforce by 2030, the tension is especially pronounced. O's are not jawling, okay? So the question we are putting to you today is, should employers adapt to Gen Z's expectations, or should Gen Z adapt to existing workplace culture?
It's giving Gen Z's don't want peace. They want trouble. So here's argument number one, right? Employers should adapt. And the question that everyone is wondering with this argument is why? So Gen Z's bring fresh energy, digital fluency, and a strong sense of values. Study shows 86% of Gen Z's say purpose is central to job satisfaction. What's next? Can we wear some pajamas the whole day, please? 86% of Gen Z say purpose is central to job satisfaction. 77% prioritize work-life balance and flexibility. 73% of South African Gen Z's engage in polyjobbing, which is managing multiple income streams. Multitasking with the monies.
You have to.
Tough times. So let me give you a quick case study as an example. Deloitte's 2025 Global Gen Z and Millennial survey revealed that Gen Z prioritize learning, well-being, and purpose over traditional leadership roles. In response, Deloitte revamped its development programs focusing on mentorship and soft skills and introduced flexible work models to attract and retain Gen Z talent at the workplace.
So that's argument number one.
Yeah.
Argument number two is that Gen Z should get on with it. Adapt. Succumb. One of us. The question is, why? Okay. So critics argue that Gen Z's expectations, that they are immediate, right? They want immediate feedback. They want flexible hours and ethical alignment. These are idealistic and they clash with the reality of what it means to run a business. Many Gen Z struggle with long-term commitment and patience. Employers cite challenges with compliance, actually meeting deadlines, and traditional performance metrics, your KPIs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I also have a case study, guys.
Okay, share the case study.
What in the Devrapata is going on?
Come on now.
So this case study speaks to Gen Z's adapting to traditional workplace culture. A study of Gen Z bursary holders from South Africa's CETAs, which is Sector Education Training Authorities, has found that despite socioeconomic challenges, many Gen Z's are learning to navigate traditional workplace norms. They're getting the hang of it. They are engaging in proactive career behaviors like mentorship, structured career planning, which will obviously lead to improved enjoyability, even within rigid systems that, please note, all other generations have lived in, are living in, and continue to live in.
So it's giving Gen Z's want purpose and pajama pants, and the employer wants decorum and deadlines. Someone better compromise before the Wi-Fi runs out. So the question we're asking you, Vandag, as part of the Great Drive Debate, should companies bend to meet Gen Z's expectations, or should Gen Z's toughen up and learn the ropes of traditional workplace culture? What are your thoughts on this? Call us on 087-086-9495. Otherwise, send us a voice note to 061-792-9495. Your traffic with Annie James up next.
Stacey and Chase Boo, 3 to 6 p.m. on East Coast Radio. East Coast Radio traffic.
Just a couple of delays for you. N2 heading back to Durban is a little congested between Umgeni and the Spaghetti Junction. If you are traveling in the vicinity, expect delays. And then if you're on the N3 to Pinetown, a little slow as well as you approach the Spaghetti Junction. Still on the N3, now heading to Pietermaritzburg. Bumper to bumper traffic approaching Kerridge. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Andy James.
It's Sharon, Bad Habits on East Coast Radio, 25 after the hour, 4 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Stacey and Jace Moore on a Tuesday, and you've joined us right in time. If you love a bit of a debate, well, That's exactly what we're doing. It's called the Great Drive Debate. And the question for today is, should employers adapt to Gen Z's expectations at the workplace, or should Gen Z's adopt the existing workplace culture? Where do you land on today's Great Drive Debate?
Up first, Ashira from PNB. How are you?
Good, and you?
So good. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
So I am a nurse by profession, and with nursing, it's dynamic, it's changing. You can't be stuck with the old generation only. You know, you have to learn from the new generation. So I feel that it's always a compromise. However, do not forget that Gen Z is also a little bit of a slacker every now and then, so they can learn from the older generation as well.
So actually, Ashira, what I'm hearing you say, it's giving Switzerland, okay? You are straight down the middle here. You're like, so we need to move forward. We need to be propelled into the future, because you can't have all the aunties be telling you how things used to be back in my day, back in my day. However,
definitely,
for the younger ones, maybe you could also learn, for example, the shift is 8 hours and you have to stay
for
8 hours.
Yes.
Okay, we hear you. That was a yes for
me. Let's go to Ryan from Drummond. Ryan, what are your thoughts, my friend?
Oh my goodness gracious. Suck it up, buttercup.
Yep.
Suck it up and do the work, man.
Come on, stop being such princesses.
Yeah.
But wait, Ryan, let me play devil's advocate, right? So if a Gen Z is working as a nurse at a hospital, and all of a sudden they just have a bit of a, you know, a moment, they can't go work on other people. Surely they deserve a bit of a nap nyana.
No, they can have a meltdown, but like, I mean, not to the degree of being like faulty.
Yeah. No, well, the thing is, Ryan, here's my concern around this conversation. As we know, we are now having to extend our retirement age to 65 in this country because people cannot afford to retire at 60. It isn't feasible, right? Mm. And we're living to like 150. So how must we eat? How must we support ourselves? So it's never going to get easier. It's never good. Like, it isn't as if, you know, somehow you can chop and change jobs as much as you want because of the pressure or the drama or the mean people at the office or the KPIs or the manager. But you're going to have to work and succumb.
That's fine,
at some
but
point.
You know what? You give an arm and they take a leg too.
Mm. Oh, he said what he said. He said what he said. Not my legs.
So also just remember, guys, that by the time we get to 2030, 40% of the workforce is going to be Gen Zs. So I think there needs to be some adapting for board members here. We do need flexible working hours. Let's tell the truth, right? Some of these hours are long and lengthy, and they do hinder our ability to be productive. But also, these Gen Zs need to learn how to be professional. You can't want to be wearing pajamas at the work.
Okay, what is with you and these Gen Zs wearing pajamas? I've never seen a Gen Z person wearing pajamas.
Bro, ask any Gen Z if they would like to wear pajamas to work, and you're going to get the answer.
We've worn pajamas to work.
Yeah, but that was for a campaign, Stacey. This is like full on a Monday.
All day, every day.
On a Monday, I'm
all day,
pajamas.
Every day. Okay, so listen, this is not necessarily something where it's the millennials and versus the Gen Zs. It's a genuine conversation.
Yeah.
Because we are, to Jay's point, by 2030, which is around the corner. It's in 4 years' time, right? 40% of our workforce will be Gen Zs. So they're starting to outnumber us. What are we to do? Should companies bend to meet Gen Zs' expectations? Alternatively, should Gen Zs toughen up, buttercup, to quote Ryan there, and learn the ropes of traditional workplace culture? 087-086-9495. Otherwise, your voice notes and thoughts, please. 061-792-9495.
Kesha on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Welcome back to it. The Great Drive Debate, courtesy of Stacey and OJ Spoo. Hey. You know that Jacob Zuma laugh. Hey.
Cause
that's all I have.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Basically.
So having a conversation around whether the workplace in general, at large, internationally, locally, should adapt to accommodate Gen Zs, or should it be the other way around? Because clearly we have different approaches here. And we're just trying to get your thoughts. And you have many of them. So Sesh from Phoenix, you are up first.
Hello.
How are you?
How's it?
Hi, guys. I'm great. And yourself?
Hey, good man. We like to talk to us. Where do you land on today's Great Drive Debate?
Yeah, so I actually have a lot to say about this. Being a South African and working in South Africa remotely, actually, for almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
And coming from working normal, I would say, at the office, I would say that we need to learn from the Gen Zs. They are doing it right. And we are actually, we should appreciate our product. The Gen Zs are the byproduct of the millennials' hard work and the boomers. And I mean, they still have, the Gen Zs have very good work ethic, I would say. They have a different perspective, though. It's not only about work, it's about enjoyment holistically. Mm. Their lives matter, and work is just a component in their lives. And so they're looking at it in this. And when people say, you know, I don't like when they're saying they need to suck it up, they need to do this. And no, we need to learn that this is how we should progress forward as the next working generation. And if we are going to say that 40% are going to be from Gen Zs, this tells us something, that we need to look carefully at how they are going to start shaping the work environment. And having spoken to hundreds or thousands of students across the globe, asking them these questions, they have a different perspective, and I think it's something that we can really learn from, and I'm all for it. They definitely have a perspective that's valuing their happiness, their peace of mind, a good work-life balance, and also creating that expectation from themselves. And that's important. Putting themselves first, and work as important, but themselves as important as well.
All right.
And the bubbles, you know, work and self are equal bubbles in your life, not work as being the biggest bubble and everything else moving around that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Sesh from Kirisha from Ladysmith, also on the line. What do you think, Kirisha?
Hey, guys. I actually have a different opinion. So as much as, yes, more flexible hours would be great, but in my view, Gen Zs do need to suck it up, because I actually did a training quite recently which centered around coaching and mentoring, and they were speaking about how the newer generation, the Gen Zs, are easily offended, cannot cope with working under pressure, and have less of a work ethic. So there are some components like flexibility that would be great. However, you cannot expect a company to mold itself around your expectations. When you enter a company, they have a certain standard, they have certain requirements, and you need to adapt to that. Yes, we should go with the times, we should improve as time goes on, but ultimately, you cannot walk into an organization and say, these are my expectations, meet me, instead of you meeting them. So I feel like there are certain things, like not being able to work under pressure, or you know, getting easily offended when someone criticizes your work. Those are all things that are very important in a workplace, because how then does an organization improve if you get offended when they criticize your work for the sake of improvement for yourself and the organization?
I want to do something that takes it back to my art school days. Snaps. Snaps.
Okay, so Ashira, you're still on the line, right? Oh, sorry, my bad, not Ashira. Sesh, you're still on the line.
Yeah.
You heard what Kirisha had to say. Is there anything you would like to say in reply of that?
Yeah. So, firstly, I think, as I said, we need to recognize that who's going to run the world in by 2030? Not the boomers, not the millennials, Gen Z.
Good.
So we need to respect that firstly, or acknowledge that, I would say. And if we need to open up a space to say, let's allow them to show us a new way of working. And when we say that the company can't shift, I disagree. We see very productive, very progressive companies that when they value employees equally to their own drive, which is the bottom line, of course, you have a much more progressive company where employees are valued as much, heard as much, and are given the platform to express themselves openly. When there are issues that, you know, rub them up the wrong way, they are given the space to voice their opinions.
Okay, so Sesh, we're going to just have to stop you there. Kirisha, do you want to respond quickly before we get into traffic?
Yes, I do. Actually, so I don't think that disagreeing with Gen Z's is saying that a workplace should not be an open platform, because you can have an open platform workplace, but you must have structures in place. And yes, saying we need to open up for them to show us how they do it. Then comes the question, how will the world look once we allow them to chop and change everything that they want to change? Is it still going to be ordered? Is it still going to be structured? Or is it going to turn into chaos to mold however you want it to be? Where would the order be?
You know, the woman said that about us, right?
Wait, Sesh, Croatia, this is, I could moderate this discussion literally for the rest of my life. I love this stuff, but we have to get into the traffic.
Yeah,
thank you both very much.
Yeah.
And just to kind of summarize, thank you so much, Sesh. Thank you, Croatia. Like, I think that's a valid point, because Sesh is going, yes, but generation said that about us, and look at us go. Yo, look at us go. We're burnt out by 30. Like, look at us go. So, again, what will that world look like by 2030? 2035? Who's answering to whom? Adaptation is important. If we don't adapt, we die. But we still need to function, right?
And the job needs to be done.
And actually, one of the points that Croatia was making, which is very valid, is that, yes, you are going to get feedback. And it's not always nice to hear. I'm a millennial. I don't like being told that I'm wrong. Mm. You know what I mean? But I go home and I cry.
Yeah.
Like a grown
it's
up.
Done.
Yes.
Our Gen Zs are calling criticism feedback. That's the language change as well now.
Because it's not. Yeah. It's meant to be constructive.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to wrap this up in a little bit. We're going to have commentary by somebody who actually knows what's plotting. Her name is Portia Worthington, HR consultant and professional career coach, on how a balance can actually be struck between two parties, because, guys, like it or not, it's happening.
Before we get to Portia, who's going to give us more insight to wrap this up, Amagenzis, guys, can we please not be those people? Because we call you Ama2K, now you are calling us Ama1K. So what is a 1K?
It's giving tit for tat, and it's not cute.
Same category as Shakespeare, because Shakespeare won 15, 60-something.
Well, firstly, what a privilege and honor for us. Thank you so much.
Poetry.
But also...
good poetry.
It's about EQ at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How old you are? That's one thing. But EQ is very important. And we all do have to not only live together, we also have to work together. And I think with the rules for the outside world, that's one thing. But in a corporate environment,
yeah, we need to do
babes,
the things.
Without rules,
yeah, well,
shame. It's all fun and games until the board want their money, honey.
Yeah. So right now we're going to hear from Portia Worthington, HR consultant and professional career coach, who's going to give us more insight on how a balance can be struck between Ama Gen Z's and the employer.
Us.
Yeah, us.
Having worked with many different companies, I feel it's really important to understand that both employers and Gen Z employees need to adapt. It's not about one side changing to suit the other. I've seen in many employee engagement surveys, and in my opinion, the companies which truly succeed are those where there's mutual understanding, flexibility, and respect for what each generation brings to the table. For employers, adapting doesn't mean changing your culture completely. It's about authentic leadership, open communication, and flexibility. Not just having flexi time, but more about how people approach problem solving. Providing ongoing feedback and growth opportunities, rather than annual reviews, shows your team genuinely care about their development. For Gen Z, it's about earning your place. Workplace culture is built on trust, consistency, and contribution. Resilience, professionalism, and respect for existing systems go a long way. And before challenging processes, it's important to understand the why, then bring new ideas in a constructive, solution-driven way. The sweet spot is both sides meet halfway. Employers evolve how they engage, and Gen Z brings fresh energy and innovation. That's when workplace becomes dynamic, inclusive, and truly successful.
I also feel like Gen Zs at some point are going to look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs and be like, Norman.
This we can change this around.
Something is missing here. We need 6 things. Let's add pajama party to it.
Okay, I don't know what it is with you and your obsession with pajama parties. So for all the Gen Zs who are wearing normal clothes to work today, thank you. Thank you. And remember, we will all literally be working for the rest of our lives. So let's find a cute way to do it together. If you want to hear all the calls, all the voice notes, if you want to hear Portia's feedback again, because you see, before you start airing your views, why are things the way that they are? A little bit of education goes a long way. Go to ecr.co.za, click on Stacey and Chase Boo.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.